Hey guys, Fantasy Mashup here, and today we're just doing something real quick. We're having a recollection of recent events that have happened, as you may be able to tell if you did read the title. I know people sometimes don't, but yeah, we're just going to be talking about sort of what been happening recently, and I believe a video will be coming out tonight or tomorrow on my YouTube channel about what happened. And yeah, the only reason I'm really doing this is because I wanted to talk, not make a video on anything. And since I'm already sort of making a video on the whole experience, or at least part of it, I'm not really going to be doing anything right now. So, I hope you enjoy, and this is just a recollection of what's been happening for the week. So, basically, what has been happening this entire week and what I'm talking to you about is I went to Indiana for a paleontology camp. And if you know anything about me, I love paleontology. I want to be a paleontologist when I grow up. So it's just sort of an awesome thing for me to do. I don't know. It was just pretty cool. So I went out and we were in the classroom for a little while, just talking about paleontology. And then the second day and the third day, we went out to actually fossil hunt. And I got some really cool fossils, which I think I will showcase later on the channel. So that's going to be pretty cool. But I just went out to... Basically, I went out to Indiana, and we fossil hunted in Kentucky, too, so it was a nice experience, and I got to learn about paleontology. I got to clean up my fossils, and I actually found some horn coral and part of a trilobite, which is kind of rare, so I'm pretty proud of that. So, yeah, I might possibly, do that on the channel, but yeah, just be sure to check out my YouTube channel. It's got a lot more content than this. That also brings me to why I haven't been doing podcasts that much. They just don't interest me as much as YouTube videos. If you're like somebody that loves podcasting and you're like, how does this even happen? It's just sort of, I like different stuff. So I guess YouTube's just more of my main thing. And then podcast is more of a side hobby, but I still like it. It's still fun. And I can just randomly talk about whatever I want to whenever I want to. So that's sort of what I'm doing right now. So, that's just a sort of a nice thing, and don't do podcasts much, but I hope you find that okay, and I hope you check out my YouTube channel, because I have so much more content. And other than that, paleontology camp, super fun. More about that in a minute. So, yeah, more information on paleontology camp. So I drove all day Monday to get to paleontology camp. Me and my mom just drove for like 10 hours, 8 to 10 hours straight. We just got to Indiana, and I don't even remember where we ate dinner at. We went out to eat somewhere. I can't think of it, but we got there, we got Monday done, and then I fell asleep at like 11 o'clock because I was watching some TV, and then woke up the next day, went out to the paleontology camp, and basically, we just talked about what a paleontologist does, and we went out and fossil hunted. Well, not hunted, more of just like fossil explored, because we weren't able to take anything or excavate at all. So it was more of just like, and everybody had pretty much already discovered all the stuff. It was a state park, so we weren't allowed to take anything. But yeah, people had been there before. The people knew exactly where to get the stuff, so there wasn't really anything for us to actually discover. It was fine, though. Yeah, I liked seeing some of the huge specimens they had there, some nice corals. So yeah, after that, we went to now we're on to day two. Day two, I'm not going to explain anything after camp because that wasn't very exciting. Day two, we just sort of got in a classroom we didn't even go to the classroom, we just went straight to the dig site. It was this quarry, and this quarry, nobody else is allowed to dig through their stuff, but they have a really nice sediment that carries lots of fossils, and so we got to dig through that a little bit. Found some nice little pieces of stuff. My mom found a whole trilobite, which is pretty cool, and so after that, we went and ate at Dairy Queen, which is where I got into a conversation with another kid who became my friend at the camp. His name's Gareth, and you can see him in my vlog 6, I think it is, actually. It's going to be right at the beginning. But, so yeah, we met at Dairy Queen, and the way that we actually got to know our friend, to become friends, is I went, hey, do you know what a Sarlophaginax is? And he goes, yeah, none of my friends do, though. And I'm like, same. So, We were best friends from that moment on. Pretty awesome. Some other stuff on, when was it? Thursday was the last day, and we went out and we went to three different sites. The first site, just a bunch of brachiopods and clams and shells and all that. Second site, there were some cephalopods, a little bit more of that stuff, and I did find a cephalopod. It was pretty neat, which is sort of like an ammonite, if you know what that is. And so, yeah, the second site was pretty neat. Actually, I forgot, the first site, we were at a boat shop, and there were some dogs, and they didn't like me. They just barked the whole time. So, yeah, we were there, and then third stop, we went to this really steep outcropping, hard to climb up, and so I barely got any fossils there. What I did get, though, was the best find at that stop, horn coral. I got two of them, and I found a third, but I'll let my friend excavate it because he hadn't found any yet. And also, I'm a nice guy and very humble. So, yeah, I don't know what else to say. Day three was the most exciting. We found the most fossils then. I probably have 50, and maybe if you count the like the little slabs that I brought home with a bunch of them on it, maybe up to 100 or 150, because there's just a lot of stuff just caked around in there. So, yeah, I guess that's it for, well, what we did at paleontology camp, but then what we did next is going to be pretty lit, too. So, yeah, after paleontology camp, we left. I said goodbye to Gareth, which we basically waved at each other the whole time. And then we, well, me and my mom, we drove up to Ohio for, about 4 hours. It took a little while to get up there. And then when we did get up there, we met up with my cousins and my grandma and my grandpa, Grandma Barb and Pop-Pop. So that was pretty lit and neat. So, yeah, we got up there and we were just playing around, basically. Me and my cousin Pacey, you can see him in some of the vlogs. And he's actually going to be in the new one. My cousins Tucker and Eden, I think Eden likes me more because Tucker sort of slaps everybody. Well, I guess they probably love me the same because I'm a lovable guy. But, so yeah, and then, voice cracks. And my little cousin Bella was there, but only for the night, Friday night. And I only stayed all day Friday, so we just left on Saturday morning for 6 hours to get here. So more on that in a minute, but, so yeah, we were at my grandparents' house, and I don't really remember what we, well, we played a lot of freeze tag, we ate at a Mongolian grill, we did a lot of fun stuff, we ate some sandwiches, actually, too, and we watched TV, and it was pretty fun, and we had all the fam there, and Parker, and everybody was even there, so, well, not everybody, I guess that not as much as you're usually there on the Christmas and Thanksgiving gatherings. But we even did see my great-grandma pretty neat. So, yeah, we saw most of the peeps in the immediate family, which was pretty nice. And my dad was getting killed. He was always like, please help me. I'm being overrun. There's too many of them. So, you know, standard dramatic dad stuff. So, yeah, because all the parents were dropping off their kids. And can't remember what else. Well, after that, we drove 6 hours, I think. I don't know when this is coming out, if it's coming out tomorrow, but today, which is, this is actually Saturday. And so we drove all, not all day, 6 hours here. And then when we got here, I watched Jurassic World, which was pretty neat. And we ate some pizza, and I got some root beer, and now I'm sitting here and intermittently eating Italian ice while making this podcast. So I guess you're all caught up. So yeah, that's pretty much it. And I stress it again, if you do like podcasts a lot and you do like mine, then I mean, well, that's all well and good, but I do encourage you to see my channel because I upload way more than this. This is more of a sort of a, you know, once every couple months sort of thing, but I do have some decent content when I do this. Pretty humble guy, you know. So, yeah, do check out my channel. It's got a lot more stuff if you like my content. And I don't really know what else to say. Here, let me eat my Italian ice and think. There's some good Italian ice right there. So, I was going to say something. I don't know. Just check in next time. Subscribe to the podcast. Check out my YouTube channel once again. And I don't know, I think that the next episode is going to be a Dino Facts. Can't tell for sure, but I do have a dinosaur picked out, Mergosaurus. So, yeah, just, I guess, see you next time.